I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Sudan, brutal raids in Gezira State in the past 2 weeks have displaced over 135,000 people, and cholera is on the rise. Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide.
You've got these two warring leaders that are essentially just out for a power grab. This is kind of a fight to the death, literally.
As always, it's the everyday people who pay. According to the International Organization for Migration, a fifth of Sudan's entire population is displaced. Bible translators with Spoken Worldwide are refugees themselves, surrounded by atrocities. Yet they press on with the work. They look to reach fellow refugees with the gospel of Christ.
Here's some incredibly faithful, godly people, men and women, just not losing focus in the midst of all the reasons that they should lose focus.
Would you commit to pray for them? And untamed and isolated, the Far East lands of Russia have stirred the hearts of adventurers. It's also vastly unreached by the gospel. But to quote Jesus in Matthew 9:37, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says they need more indigenous missionaries to take the gospel to the Far East.
One of the struggles we have is providing the resources so these pastors and missionaries can actually reside in villages where really, economically, it's pretty impossible for them to be a tent-making pastor.
Through SGA, you can support believers taking the gospel to the Far East.
It's a huge sacrifice for them to be there, so we pray the Lord will raise them up, but we also pray that the Lord will raise up those who are willing to support missionary pastors throughout that region.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.